Blog Talk Radio.
Escrava Anastasia is a popular saint venerated in Brazil. A slave woman of African descent, Anastasia is depicted as possessing incredible beauty, having piercing blue eyes and wearing an oppressive face mask. Although not officially recognized by the Catholic Church, Anastasia is still an important figure in popular Catholic devotion throughout Brazil. She is also venerated by members of the Umbanda and Spiritist traditions. She has also been portrayed in Brazil in books, radio programs, and a highly successful television miniseries bearing her name. Without an official history, stories of Anastasia's life vary. Some place her birth in Africa, often to a royal family, while others emphasize her Brazilian origins. In all versions, she is enslaved and cruelly treated by her owners. Anastasia stoically bears these traumas and treats all people with love. She is often purported to have possessed tremendous healing powers and to have performed other miracles. Eventually, she is punished by her owners by being forced to wear a muzzle-like face mask, which prevents her from speaking, and a heavy iron collar. Thank you for watching.
Bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black body swinging in the southern breeze, strange from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here's a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to stop, for the sun to rot, to drop. Here's a strange and bitter
and greetings, my host to everyone. Welcome to this special edition of New Day Resurrection Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, also known as Dr. Belay. And we had to do a special broadcast tonight. This being International Women's Day, well, you know, we could not do something or say something that was relevant to, of course, Black women nationwide and worldwide. You know, this year, the Million Women March will bring forward its 25 years of straight self-determination, no nonsense, service, commitment, work, for, of course, the advancement of our women and girls of African descent worldwide, but also, of course, the best interest or the better quality of life for our families and communities, but also the real justice and liberation for our people. Yep, that's what MWM has always been about. Now it's time to not only tell the truth, as they say, and shame the devil, but also to bring this movement forward the way it was always envisioned and designed to do. With that said, tonight, we have some very important information to share with you, and now we're going to get ready to see who's really who. Who is really about some serious kinds of victories, of real sustainability for our people when it comes to the attainment of real justice, equity, and liberation. Again, we welcome you to this powerful, informative, and what should prove to be very, very productive MWM announcement, and of course with that, just, you know, information that is going to bring about liberation. That's the purpose. So without further ado, let's kind of give you a little overview of some things. Now, there's never been a global movement for women and girls of African descent, at least as far as we know, and definitely not in what is known as contemporary times, but there is now. We're it. MWM is now declaring itself the first global movement for women and girls of African descent. We started doing that roughly 5 years ago, and now we literally will be bringing it forward. Now, why is that so important? Well, needless to say, because look at the mess we're in as a people all over the U.S., of course, but all over the world, needless to say. So obviously, some things need to happen and need to happen expeditiously. And so MWM was blessed to be positioned to be one of the key elements, one of the key instruments in bringing forward what we know has to be brought forward now in this day and age. And it's very obvious that that needs to happen like ASAP. And again, we were put in position to do this. So here we are. Now, needless to say, again, over the years, we have really encountered a lot of opposition. I had no idea it would be like that, but it was, and it still is. But the difference now is, and we expect now a lot of shade and all other kinds of stuff to come into our existence. We're looking for it, so y'all can come on, because we're expecting it. But this time, we kind of know what to do about it, as you will all see very soon. Now, it has been said over the years that, you know, we just can't continue to keep going this way. And certainly, we can't continue to allow people to just do whatever they want to do to us and think they're going to get away with it. Well, I think that's about to kind of come to its end, too, or at least lessen some. And so what we're saying as we now begin to embrace the oncoming or the what we call the on the horizon of the Ma'atic Epoch, I think we're going to now see how that is going to begin to help fight the various things that we've been, you know, that has been inflicted upon us and that we've had to succumb to. At some point, there's got to be a difference. There's got to be a change. And I dare say, we're right getting ready to get at the point of the rise of what, again, I call the Ma'atic Epoch. And that just means a time, an age for truth, justice, reciprocity, harmony, balance, law, and order. So when people talk about justice, they need to clarify what they're talking about. We do, and we shall continue to do so. And that, of course, means we will be talking more about the principles of Ma'at. No, the principles of Ma'at. All right, family, so listen. We're not going to stay on long tonight, but here's a couple of announcements we wanted to put on the record for tonight or today, it being International Women's History Month. And a big shout out to Sister Patricia over in the D.C. Metro Way. I spoke with her earlier today. We had the opportunity to meet several years ago in D.C. when there was a summit there that was an international summit. And then, of course, we got a chance to interact over the years doing things at the United Nations. She has been one of the key people for one of the NGOs that a group of African women, black women, had formulated over the years. And I have been involved to some degree with some of the work that they've been doing as a result of Dr. Blakely. And so as it turns out, right now, for those of you who do not know, every year the United Nations hold sessions dealing with Women's History Month, and there's usually roughly about 2 weeks of daily kinds of workshops, lectures, all kinds of activities. Now, it used to be, of course, that women from all over the world used to come to this session that was called the CSW session. This year is the 66th session. Unfortunately, COVID kind of put a glitch in some of that, and it just wasn't able to happen, the way that it usually had happened over the years. Every country would be represented at the United Nations right about now, generally, normally. However, again, COVID has kind of changed that situation, and so now things will be happening virtually. So, again, I will be a part of one of the sessions this year again, and by next week or so, I should be able to give you more information and let you know what session that is. My point is that while some thought, you know, Million Women March was just an event or just something that was going to be happening, that one time or whatever, at least they hoped so, but others knew is that we were building something. And what we were building is, of course, this movement for and about our women and girls, not women of color, okay? We're very specific. And, of course, it encompasses to make certain that our families and communities, our people, obtain some real justice. So we're now taking that frontline role and position to make certain that black women, African women, are recognized, embraced, and respected accordingly. Now, why am I saying this? Well, we're going to now see, because very soon some very interesting things are about to manifest. And it will help to assure a greater safety of black women and girls, as well as productivity when it comes to economics or finance and wealth building, when it comes to education, when it comes to health, all of the areas that black women, African women need to have addressed will now get addressed. And will get addressed in such a way that is not depending on white women, because that's what's really been going on, unfortunately, but also will not be dependent on this government or anybody else. We will be self-sufficient, self-sustaining, and, as I say, we're going to be holistically selfish. Again, self-determination, self-defense, self-sufficiency, self-governance, self-reliance. That's our definition and role in being selfish. So you're going to be hearing more about that as we proceed, but let me just share with you now tonight what's going to be happening in the next month and actually in the next year. You're going to hear us talk more about and implement the various new components, programs, operations of the MWM Universal Movements. Now, at the end of this month, those who are really interested, those who are really serious will have the opportunity to now come in, join in, get information, also get edified, training, and other kinds of things. Because with this movement will now move. And as of October the 25th, we will then kick off a year-long commemoration of the original Million Woman March, the launching and the implementation of its global movement internationally, and what we call the Divine Resurrection, which again will be a year-long activity or activities. Now, we'll be going to at least 7 cities in the course of that year, including various parts of New York, but also Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Detroit, Chicago, Newark, New Jersey, and also Wilmington, Delaware. There's a few others that have been added on. We initially had 7 cities. Now we have probably 10. But definitely the ones I just named for you are key cities that we will be going to during the next year to establish the Million Women March Universal Movements. Okay? So, with that said, here's some of the programs, projects that you will now hear more about. The Mothers of Civilization Society. We talked about this 5 years ago. Now this will be formulated as a society, and a major event will take place next year called the Mother of Civilization Assembly. Also, there's another society, because that's the way MWM is now structured in terms of it's a Million Black Women Federation. And again, for those sisters that are interested in now really getting involved, there's a structure, plans of action, and other things that you will now be able to get information about and for and really become a part of this movement, a major player in this movement, for lack of a better terminology. But again, it's got to be some serious sisters. Over the years, we've had sisters that talk a lot of stuff, but then when you ask them, well, what's your plan? They don't have none. Well, we have one. So what's your excuse now? The other thing you're going to hear us talk more about, as I said, from a society standpoint, is what we call the Amama Society, which is international. So that as we proceed, we have here Black Women's Defense League, Injustice League. We have here the Amber, which is primarily national, but the international piece is Amama, a Million African Mothers Ascending, Amama. Also, we have now the African Women for Reparations, North America. Now, that will expand later, but for right now, we're focusing on North America. So now, Black women, you have a cadre specifically designed to assist us in some moves as Black women in regards to educating our children about reparations, about enslavement, about whatever areas that deals with reparatory justice. Our women will play a major role in making certain that our communities, our families, and so forth will have adequate information for us to move forward in the demand and the obtainment of reparations. Study group, et cetera, will now open up for those sisters that are interested in the African Women for Reparations cadre, which will play a major role in the development of the House Moore Institute. The House Moore Institute, of course, focuses on the work of Mother Callie House as well as Queen Mother Moore, and it will be an institute so that it can have a long, ongoing capability of growth and development and implementing the various kinds of things that need to be implemented in this day and age. The other thing that you're going to hear us talk more about is the Global African Women's Diaspora Solidarity Front. Solidarity Front for African Diasporic Women. And also, and I think this is really important, particularly given the fact that I just mentioned the UN, where's the representation of Black women in the UN? Where is our voice? And I know for some, they say, oh, you know, the UN, blah, blah, blah. Listen, if you don't understand or know how to play the game that needs to be played, look at right now with this thing with Ukraine or whatever. I'm telling you, if we're not organized and ready to be making moves in a global kind of way, then you talk about slavery, well, you can see a new type. And there'll be little way or less ways to fight back if we're not organized in a certain kind of way. So with that said, MWM has now developed the Commission on the Status of African Women North America. Now, if you do know or understand how some of this stuff operates, you have to establish these units, positions, et cetera, as such. And so, again, I will be doing a presentation for one of the United Nations pieces later on this week, later on this month, rather. And at that point, we'll be introducing the Commission on the Status of African Women. Now, there are some local components for that, too. For example, for Philadelphia, for Pennsylvania, there'll be a Pennsylvania unit or a Philadelphia unit. There'll be a New Jersey unit. There'll be a New York unit of Commission on the Status of African Women, so that, again, research, information, et cetera, can be compiled, data, and all these things, so that we can look at the statistics, we can look and know the kinds of information that we need to know. You can't just talk about the problems. We have to come up with the plans of action, and MWM has some of it anyway. But now we're going to make sure that people know and understand. We're not the ones for you to be messing with. People have got away with that for two decades. I tell you now, don't try it. It's not going to work out for you. And we know for some people, they have no other choice because they're programmed to try to create a problem when it comes to exposing them or making sure that whatever they're talking about doing becomes less effective when it comes to keeping us suppressed. And so we now realize that. And I'm telling even folks who be talking all this, they're in the culture and all of that, ask them what they're actually doing to help our people for real in the 21st century. And that will really help to give you some idea as to what's really going on right now. What health center are you trying to build? Or what health initiative are you supporting that's independent? What school are you trying to help build or are building that's independent? Or what are you supporting that is? And these are the questions that are now going to be raised so people can stop playing these silly games. These silly games that are literally killing us, along, of course, the obvious enemy, but certainly we have the enemies within. And some of them know that they're this, and some of them don't. So the ones that we don't, you know, we'll deal with them differently. But the ones that know that they're in the freaking way, then we have to deal with that accordingly. So, family, these are some of the areas that we will be talking about and dealing with. There's going to be a conference, an AMBER conference, and AMBER represents a Million Black Women Rising Federation. That's the acronym, AMBER. And we'll be talking from March the 28th through April the 3rd, I think it is. Now, the first 2 or 3 days is free. It's open to all. The last 2 or 3 days, it will be only for members, only members. They will be getting hard copy kinds of things, other kinds of insight into what's coming for the next year and so forth. So there's a special membership drive on right now. For those who wish to be MWM, what we call 25, meaning this is the 25 year, we're calling these MWM 25 members, and the member registration fee or donation fee is $25. $25 for the whole year. I no longer want to hear it. I don't want to hear any excuses. It doesn't make sense. If folks do not want to support Black women, that's your prerogative. But at the same time, make sure you're doing something equal to it, because the backlash that's getting ready to hit folks I wouldn't want to be in your company because something's getting ready to happen that puts things into this better perspective. And again, I just want you to know that I said it. As it starts unfolding, and it shall. So, family, that's pretty much what we wanted to announce for tonight. There's a lot of other things that will be coming with the MW Universal Movement's Black Print Agenda 25. This is a three-year program that we're getting ready to implement. That's why it's not just MWM 25 in terms of the anniversary. It's also MWM 25 in terms of the year 2025. Our program and plan includes up to the end of 2025. And at that point, we plan to be in Africa where we'll hold our first major summit in Africa in 2025. And this year, we will be giving some insight into the preparations for the summit and other things. So if people really feel they're going to play us, you're going to get played, because it is very unfortunate that so many did not really see the value or take us seriously. There's a price to pay for that now. And unfortunately, you know, it's not that I'm saying it, although I'm saying it, you know, so you can hear it, but I'm telling you, this is what our ancestors are getting ready to make sure people understand, overstand, and stand whatever stand you want to take. Whatever way you want to go with this, it's getting ready to go down. And I mean in such a way where it's not going to be a whole lot of, you know, straddling the fence kind of stuff. All right, family, again, this is just a kind of special announcement, special edition for tonight. We have a lot more that we're going to be telling you more about. The Sister Saints project is in effect. The auditions for the National Black Girls Choir. We're getting ready to give you the locations for that. Here in Philadelphia, March the 19th, that will begin a process here. Folks can come and pick up applications or drop the applications off, and then we'll let people know when the auditions will actually begin. But yes, we're going to have our own national choir, and we'll be ready for what's coming for next year. Again, this year only kicks things off. There's an entire year that we'll be planning and getting ready for. This year, we also launched the Harriet Tubman Bicentennial. We'll be talking to you more about that very soon as well, because we are Harriet's children, or Aramanta's children, and we have a very, very interesting plan and program to honor the great Araminta Harriet Tubman. And so, you know, again, we'll be giving you more information about that on March the 10th, which, of course, is her transition day. So we'll be letting you know about what some of the plans are for, again, the Araminta project, or shall I say, the Harriet Tubman Justice and Humanities Center. That's right. So for those who thought, again, that MWM was just about some event or whatever, and for those who also thought that, you know, for whatever reason, the sabotage and other stuff would really, really, I mean, it slowed us down. But if you thought that was really going to stop us, you went for a big surprise. And for those who are straddling the fence, waiting to see how this was going to play out or whatever, you too, not a good move. Not in this case. This is what has happened over the years. And unfortunately, that's not going to play out well for you either. At any rate, family, listen, not going to hold y'all tonight. We have our regular broadcast on Saturday. And, of course, 10:30 p.m., and definitely look forward to talking with you then. And, again, want to remind you, for those who did not get the text, we'll be sending it out. Brother Ray Ray and, of course, the group in New York will be holding their session tomorrow night. And I think Sister Keisha is going to be the presenter for tomorrow night, and she'll be talking about revolutionary women this being Women's History Month. So if you haven't gotten that information and you want to, you know, tune in, it is going to be on YouTube, I believe, but I think they also start on Zoom. So you can email me at nationalmwm@aol.com, and I'll make sure you have that link. And then also, of course, Sister Keisha is on Thorough Black Talk on Thursdays. When we come back on, we'll also be back on, let's see, 8, 9, yeah, we'll be back on Thursday also. And we'll be giving you information about, of course, the great Harriet Tubman. That'll be our tribute to Harriet Tubman on Thursday. All right, family, we're going to close out, and with that said, we have a lot that's getting ready to come up. The new Artivist Cadre, these are the Justice Artivists. That's this year's cadre. We call them the Justice Artivists. We'll be telling you more about that on Saturday. And this group will now be preparing to go into the studio. Once we start getting their tapes and stuff in and so forth, this group will begin recording, will begin various compilations, okay? And so with that said, we're going to go on out for tonight, and we will talk to you on Saturday. 10:30 p.m., new day, resurrection and liberation. And note, come April will be our 13th year, and we'll be coming to YouTube. All right. Till next Saturday, or till Saturday, we say promote you to the Shenda. Together we shall win.